I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with the super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. Big Dave, I missed the entrance here.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I don't know if you think anybody heard that?
Somebody will.
I was fuddling with my timer over here, and I realized, oh, I'm supposed to be speaking right now. So there's a little bit of a glitch in your podcast this morning. It's definitely David's fault. So this week, the topic is Mastering Fear in today's Connection Thursday. We're going to have a discussion on moving out of the illusion of fear. Before we get started, Big Dave, do you have anything? Because I got a couple things.
I do not. Go ahead and take it.
So one of the things that people have been asking me about, the new lifestyle system, the Go Right lifestyle system, our diet and our supplements and everything else, that is going to become available in the first quarter of next year. It will not be available right away in January, but what is available, if you're interested in wellness coaching, the coaches are ready to go. The coaches have the system, the supplements are ready to go in, and you can get wellness coaching. If you're interested, just contact David. His information's right in the show notes there, and then we'll go from there. Those in the community that are interested in getting into it, we can execute in the community. Not a problem. If you're a member of the community, we can do this in the community. And that would be a little bit of a different program than wellness coaching, because mm-hmm. you have the coaches in there. So if you're interested, please contact us and then we will tell you what that looks like. Okay?
Yep.
So this week, the topic is Mastering Fear. We're going to talk today on moving out of the illusion of fear. So fear is the base energy when we are in the state of restriction. In this particular state, our perception is set through the ego and the red zone energies. Our behavior is then driven through this perception through the eyes of the ego, which is what creates expectations. And these expectations are held in the stories playing out in the mind. We can only experience what we hold in mind. When these stories of fear, which are stories of worry, stories of doubt, stories of hesitation, avoidance, stories of skepticism, being trapped, stories of panic, stories of anxiety, we then are living our lives through the illusion of fear. Do you have any questions on that? Do you understand what I'm saying there?
No, but I got it.
So the illusion of fear is played out through the programs held in mind, because these programs is what sets your comfort zone, as we discussed in yesterday's episode. But the illusion of fear is set with the connection to the base energies of the ego, which are the four wants. The fear of being rejected is in connection with the wants of approval and belonging. The identity is set at age 16 as we enter stage 3 of development, socialized mind, and fear becomes tied to this identity. And it's tied with our self-esteem. We fear we do not measure up. It's tied to our self-worth. We fear we are not worthy. And it becomes tied to our self-image, where we actually see ourselves again through the illusion of fear, that we create these pictures of us failing. We fear failing, pictures of us not being worthy of success. We fear success. So this is what kind of plays out. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's funny that the fear of failing and the fear of success is the same fear, right? It's the one that keeps you from starting both ways. And I think that's a problem that a lot of people are going to, you know, start seeing if they don't understand that coming into the new year. They'll be scared to start, and then they're going to be scared when they start doing well.
And it's amazing, because this is the illusion. The illusion of fear is a movie playing out in our minds, and it's being directed by the ego. Mm-hmm. And this creates behavior to avoid the fear. So If you feel unworthy, fear will not. Your fear will be that you will not belong, and the feelings will be, and these are the activated from the programs, that I don't feel worthy of any good things. Behavior, I have to do this because if I don't do this or that, I will not be accepted by the others. Or behavior is, I have this need to be part of a group, mm-hmm. right? And that need creates fear if I'm not part of the group.
Yeah.
So you see how fear plays with the ego. The ego uses fear. That's a comfort zone. It's its tool. But the base of the ego is the wants. Mm-hmm. And so it uses it fear tied in with desire. And what happens is, like, the great author and teacher, Wayne Dyer, used to teach that fear, F-E-A-R, is false events appearing real. And now, this is a great concept, but we are human beings. We each get our programs. Every human being get our programs and our identity thrusted onto us in our earliest years of our lives. And so, yes, fear is false evidence appearing real, yet my programming has set my belief systems, your programming has set your belief systems, and 95% of my behavior and 95% of your behavior is coming from the mind that holds these programs. So my programming in my early childhood and into my early adult life had set a story, a perception of many fears, especially in the relationship category. I was so afraid to do or who I aimed to become that it always seemed like something was missing within me. And the reality was my mother had given me away, choosing abuse over me. Now, what does that say about my worth? What stories or illusions did this create? I was always giving kids things, candy, letting them beat me in games, even though I could beat them, even giving them money, whatever it took to be liked, and more importantly, to be part of the game. Mm-hmm. So yes, fear is an illusion, but when your entire identity is wrapped in and around fear, that illusion sure looks like reality. And I won't discount anybody who is listening to this and says, Bill, I don't understand. This is all real to me. I get it. Because this illusion does look like your reality. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, it's funny that you said that about, the way that you acted when you were younger. I was always bigger than everyone else, bigger, stronger, all these things. And I used to let everybody win and do all these things and, try to fit in and make myself small because I felt like I would be the outcast if I didn't. And it was always trying to fit in. Something that followed for a long time doing the same thing. It's funny that we always tell kids, stop trying to fit in with others, be yourself. And then we lose that as we get, become adults. But that was something that, like, just like you, I did the exact same thing. I put myself down to fit in, to please others, because I didn't want to be exiled.
And then people are trying to escape the fear, right? For me, I could not escape fear through my entire childhood. And I never escaped fear into my early adult years. But my escape was self-destructive behavior. Other people, I had codependent relationships. I would try to escape through religion, which actually increased my fear. I tried to escape through my imagination, which led to hours of isolation. And as I've stated before, in many, many shows, I try to escape through food. And so we're always attempting a lot of our behavior or what would be considered an addiction or our bad habits are actually escapes of what we're trying to get out of the fear energy. It's uncomfortable. So we drink, we do drugs, we eat, we shop. Why do we do those things? Because it breaks fear up. It increases dopamine. It changes the chemistry of the body. It changes the environment within. You're trying to escape.
Yeah.
Have you got that? Have you gone through that also?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's where food, things like that definitely became, the thing for me. you know, growing up, that was the escape. It was always the same, you know, felt some type of way did that. And I found that it translated into wanting to hang out and just not be alone as I got older, you know, high school, college, things like that. Anytime I had that, my kind of dopamine release was being able to ask somebody want to hang out and them saying yes. It was like somebody validates wanting to hang out no matter what. And when they didn't, that turned back to food, you know? So it always went back and back and back. And that was kind of the release for me, being able to hang out and get away from whatever it was.
So how did I escape the illusion of fear? That's what we want to talk about today, right? So let me tell you how I escape the illusion of fear. First of all, the definition of fear is a feeling or condition of being afraid. The definition of illusion is an act of deception. So if we look at fear as a feeling or condition of being afraid and the illusion as an act of deception, you can slow down and realize. One, you have a feeling. All feelings come from programs activated in the head, the cage mind, and they're felt in the body through the heart in the creation mind. You have the feeling of being afraid, means the program's activated in the head. And number two, there is an act of deception which creates illusion. The program is held in mind. And remember, you can only experience what is held in mind. This is what you feel. So the question is, who is creating the act of deception, which is causing the feeling of fear? And if you were in fear in this very moment, you felt anxiety or panic or fear, and you just stopped and posed the question, who is creating the act of deception, the illusion? You would see the truth. It's not you. You would be watching the culprit. It's the ego. Mm-hmm. See, the more unconscious we are, the deeper the ego is controlling your behavior. And this control is being executed through fear. Yet, if you begin to see, slow down, name the ego, separate the eyes, the eye of identification, the head, and the eye of presence, the heart, you will see, realize, begin to know that fear truly is an illusion of false events, which is built through your past or your future, which is taking up your now, appearing real. Mm-hmm. When you see this, you become able to face the conflict and everything begins to rise into the energy of courage. That's how it works. But until you see it, nothing's going to change. Your thoughts?
Yeah. And it's funny how quick it changes once you realize, like, oh, all this was like complete BS made up in my head. And it's almost like that. It's always the biggest like sigh of relief that you have. But it's also one of those like duh moments where you're like, I wasted all this time. I talked to like my girlfriend. She's about to have an interview for a big promotion at her job. Right. It's like, I need to make notes and do all these things. She gets into the interview and they go, well, we don't even need to really interview you. You are perfect for this. And she spent countless days and hours and times talking about how scared she is. And then she's like, I wasted so much time worrying. And that's the same thing. It destroyed that false perception of it the moment the reality showed that there was nothing to fear.
Exactly. And worry is always the future, right? Mm-hmm. It's the ego trying to get her not to go to the interview. Yeah. That's what the ego is attempting to do. See, when that every time you feel fear, it's a conflict activated. And we face our conflict, which is facing our fear, we rise into courage. Here is where we execute conflict resolution and move out of the illusion, the ego's act of deception, into courage. And this creates the state of expansion. And this is where you begin your hero's journey that we talked about this week. So when we look at it, the first step in moving out of the illusion of fear is to see, become aware of the illusion. The second step in moving out of the illusion of fear is to move into the energy of courage. And a third step in moving out of the illusion of fear is to build new belief system in the identity of intention and the heart. So I'm going to take and break down each one of these steps because it's the answer of you guys getting set for the new year. So first step, split the eyes. First, the eye of identification. It's important to take a personal inventory of who you are or are not. Ask yourself, who am I? Who am I really? And sit down. This is, you got to take a notebook with this. This is what you want to do. This is your stuff before you go out to New Year's Eve or your New Year's Day work. Is take a personal inventory of who you are or who you are not. What wants drive you? Everybody has predominant wants. All the wants work together, but what wants drive you? Is it the want of approval? Do you have this need to be seen? Do you feel you have to compete? Have to win? Do you have this want of security? You have this need to feel safe and secure? You're always seeking security? Do you have the want to belong and this need to be part of something? Have to have people around you? Have to be in a group? Or is it the want to control, this need to defend and attack everything that may go against your perception? Sit with this. Really sit with it and look at them. You have all of them, but is there a dominant one? Is there one that keeps on triggering the other ones? Because when you see it, you start to weaken it. Everything is through awareness. And then next, ask yourself, what is the ego program that's been dominant in your life? Is it the resentment program? Is your behavior driven out of frustration and anger? Do you hold resentment? Sit down and be honest with yourself. Am I holding resentment towards people, towards situations, towards anything? Or is it regret? Do you find yourself sad at times? Do you find yourself in apathy where you feel you can't? You find yourself in these lower energies of guilt. Do you always feel guilty? Do you get depressed? Is it the regret program? Or is the program the ego uses to dominate your life fear? How do you know it's fear? Are you stressed out all the time? Are you worried? Do you suffer from panic attacks? Are you anxious? Do you have anxiety? Do you not control it? Can you not control it? All that stuff, you know? So all these things affect you. And you want to know, you really want to know, what is that is affecting you? What is that's affecting you? Because that's how you address it. This is an awareness. We're looking at the eye of identification. This eye is driving your behavior. This is the head. So you have any questions on that?
No, it all makes sense, especially when you go down that order to figure out which one is the driver.
And you got to be careful about one thing, and that's if you're stuck in the apathy program. How do you know if you're stuck in the apathy program? Because you could be stuck in an apathy program and not be in the apathy energy. The apathy program is a program that keeps telling you you can't. You will use those words, I can't, I can't, I can't, all the time. And you won't even know you're doing it. But this apathy program can put you in those lower energies where you feel hopeless. But many people have the apathy program of I can't, but they go into pride and they're justifying why they can't. And they create anger and resentment when anybody goes against their justification of why they can't do something. And then that usually causes them to overreact and then they fall into guilt. And it's a circle. But that is the strongest program the ego has. So is that happening to you? Do you say those words? Because the moment you say those words, you're in. And or does new things cause you to be very upset? They cause you to run away. These are important things to look at. So that's what you want to do. You're kind of self going in there and seeing what is that eye of identification. Then to fix the awareness part, then connect to the eye of presence. You. What is your purpose? What are your values? Do your values, can you see how your values support your purpose? What is your pendulum swing of your purpose? Really study that document of what your purpose is. If you don't know your purpose, well, then you're lost. You're never going to connect. And you'll never get out of fear, because knowing your purpose is what makes you aware that you're in fear. It's the pendulum swing. You've got to find your purpose. Mm-hmm. And once you have that, sit down with yourself and say, what are you truly grateful for? See, you're going into the eye of presence. You're activating the heart. And have you reached the question that we asked this week? Have you reached your God potential? Have you truly, can you answer that question? Have you truly reached your potential that God gave you for this lifetime? And if not, why? These are questions that when you answer them, they're going to start breaking down those barriers that are keeping you in fear. So that's the first step that somebody has to do to break the illusion of fear. That first step is so important because it's moving out of the illusion to see and become aware of the illusion. Do you have any questions or any comments?
No, I think the purpose part of it is so important, and it's crazy how many people actually miss it because it changed everything for me. But it allowed me really to see kind of what was being activated and how I was protecting my excuse instead of kind of my peace. Everything I was protecting all of my excuses, and I was, like you said, going into pride, and I was getting upset and angry at people, and it kept on progressively getting worse until eventually I felt guilty. And I started kind of, you know, backtracking all the time. I found myself apologizing all the time for getting angry because I was proud and I protected my excuses. It was a vicious circle.
I'm having empathy for you people because you don't know what's happening. Mm-hmm. This is the awareness part. Now, the second step of moving out of the illusion of fear is to step into courage. That courage, that 200 courage energy. And you answer these questions. Number one. You have to answer them now. Do you have the courage to step into the life you inwardly dream of by doing outwardly everything that needs to be done? In other words, are you willing to do what has to be done, no matter what? Mm-hmm. If you can't answer yes to that, you will not break free from fear. It's impossible. Fear will keep you in restriction. And number two, ask yourself this, are you ready to make some waves? You're stepping into courage, right? We're talking about number two is you have to step into courage. Are you ready to make waves? When in fear, we live mediocre lives. We try to fit in, and that's what happens in the state of restriction with the base energy of fear. When you move into courage and you start working on yourself, get ready because you're going to shake everything up, not just yourself, but everything around you and in your life is about to change. Are you ready to make some waves? You have to have courage. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's one thing to expect. And that's one thing I didn't know when I was going into it, that I would start kind of creating waves within relationships, friends, family. I mean, everything, you know, made people uncomfortable because I was changing and they were comfortable with how I was. And that started fast. Important. That was like an immediate thing. Anytime I said, hey, I'm working on this, why? It also always starts with why? And it made them uncomfortable.
It will. It will for sure. You have to be ready. When I'm saying, are you ready to make some waves? It's not if you'll make some waves.
Yeah.
Are you ready to make some?
Yeah, and how big those waves are going to be.
Yeah. And number three, are you ready to win? Because when you begin to win, people will try to pull you down. They will talk about you. They will try to sabotage you. Are you ready to weather the attacks? If you're ready, you have to be ready because it's going to happen. When you start to win, you start to change, people will try to pull you down. It's the way the human being is wired in stasis to stay the same. And if you answer yes to these three questions, then set your 20, 22 course on what you're going to change. Set your goals, use the higher goal setting process that we teach, but do this process in courage. Ready for what will happen. It takes courage to be fit because others will attack you. It takes courage to forgive. You will have to deal with your past conflicts. It takes courage to grow. You will have to daily confront your comfort zone. It takes courage to stand out in this mediocre, watered-down society we live in. Mm-hmm. And this can be sometimes a lonely journey. At times, it can be a very lonely journey. And it takes courage to be a success because you will be changing your entire belief systems. Mm-hmm. You understand, right? Yeah. And this brings us to step three. It's of moving out of the illusion of fear. Step three is building those new belief systems. And this is building new habits, which are skills that will drive your behavior to expand and grow. Now, this begins by stopping the declarations. Stop telling everyone what you are going to do. We create declarations of what we're going to do. And this creates expectations that everyone should support you or believe in what you're doing. And here's the truth. No one will believe in you because you haven't done anything yet. No one will believe in you until you've done something. No one is going to celebrate with you until you do it. The work will come before the belief. See, to move out of the illusion of fear, to move into courage and build something, and I'm talking about building anything, you will have to work a long time without applause, without rewards, without big paydays, and no one is telling you good job. I'm sorry. If you expect your spouse, your partner, your family, your friends to believe in you, you will fail. These expectations will break your momentum and you will snap back into doubt and fear and back into the old behavior. Every person in your life has a perception of who you are. This is their programming they hold in mind. And this is what sets their expectations of your behavior. This is held within their belief systems. I had a client and he wanted to write a book. He was very excited about writing this book. And he set his goal and he did everything right and even started the process. And then he committed the one sin of personal growth. He told his wife and daughter about it. They bursted out with laughter. They blasted him with every reason why he couldn't write a book. And they told him how if he did write the book, it would fail and humiliate him. Now, I wish I could say that he told him to kiss his butt and wrote the book, right? And showed them, wow, look at me now. But he instead decided to put it off for a while. It's not my season. He made all these excuses. That was 3 years ago. Nothing's been picked. He hasn't picked up a pen since. So you understand, in a perfect world, we would have everyone believe in us, cheer us on. But this is impossible. Listen to me. It's impossible. It is not how the human being is wired. The human being lives through their belief systems. So, the truth I have found over my 40 years in this industry, in the self-improvement arena, most people have not seen someone actually build something successful. Most people don't even know someone who built something successful. That's the truth. They don't know. They don't personally know or seen somebody do it. So stop trying or expecting others to believe in you and your dream. Stop wasting your time and start building something. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be business. It could be your body. It could be your financial situation. Write a book. It could be, but build something. And what will happen when you build this, this will change your belief systems. And as you grow, as you work on this, you will build momentum. And this will drive you to work more. This is the expansion state of growth that I talk about. It's a natural process once it's going, and this explodes the illusion of fear. Now, when this happens, others will begin to believe in you and jump on board your success wagon. But until you build something, no one will believe in you. So here's my advice for each of you listening. If you are ready to move out of fear and blow up the ego with its acts of deception, if you want to be great, if you want to be recognized, if you want to get paid, and if you want all the things you dream about, including respect, the only way you guarantee you will get it all is to become so damn good at what you do, no matter what you choose to do, that it becomes undeniable that others must recognize your work. They must recognize just how great you are. And when this happens, you release the illusion of fear. And here's the great thing about this, David, and I'll turn it to you. When you do this and you release this illusion of fear, you actually give others permission to do the same thing. Don't have expectations that anybody is going to support you. Yes, you can get accountability. Yes, you can hire a coach. This is why people hire coaches. When I was at the bodybuilding competition, everybody my age had a coach. Why? Because their wives think they're nuts. Their family thinks they've lost their mind. Nobody believes in them until they step on stage, and then all of a sudden everybody believes in them. But they needed that coach to get them through that. Yeah. And it's just a fact. It's always going to be that way because of the way the human being is wired. Your spouse, your family, your best friend sees you through their eyes of the programs that they hold. If you go against those programs, you are changing their perception and expectation of how you behave. And it will rattle their cage. So they're not going to believe into you or believe in you until you do something. Mm-hmm. David, yours.
Yeah, I think that the declaration thing is one of the signs that I know somebody's creating a downfall is before they started, they say it. And usually they say it because they don't know what they're getting into. Weight loss, I'm cutting out sugars, fast food. I'm going to walk 3 times a day. I'm going to work out. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm like, damn, I'm pretty active. And that sounds hard to me. You know, I know they're going to fail. Like, it's just, and if you can make it through, wow. But like you said, nobody's going to believe you until you do it. And you said a very important point, because I think that's something that you need to be aware of when you look at coaches and things like that too, is that a lot of people are going to say stuff like that. They're going to try to help you and try to do all these things. What have you done? You know?
Yeah, if your coach hasn't done it, don't hire him, please.
Exactly, because, you know, that was something like, please. When I worked at GNC, that was one of the biggest things. The lady I worked with, she was one of the best talkers in the world. She knew all the nutrients and everything you could possibly do, but she was probably close to 300 pounds. She was always tired, breathing heavy, all these things, but she made all the sales in the world because she talked nice to people. But if you asked her, what did you do? Nothing. She was a good salesperson.
She had knowledge, but not knowing.
Exactly. And I think that's an important thing when you're going into New Year, because like you said, having a coach can be so valuable. Fantastic. Especially pushing you through, only if they've done it, only if they know what you're about to go through, only if they have that experience and that knowledge.
It's not the shingle hanging on the wall that makes a great therapist, great doctor, great coach. It's the experiences that they practice and they have endured. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for a life coach who hasn't lived life, well, they have a nice certification. They have a nice piece of paper. You have to look a little deeper.
Yeah.
What have they accomplished? What have they challenges have they had? What have they overcome? And I'll tell you, when we talk about the illusion of fear, because it's an illusion, it's fun thing to say it. It's another thing to go through it. That first step is going to be about seeing it, becoming aware. That second step, once you become aware, is getting into that courage energy so you can start going into your direction of behavior that you want. And then that third step is very important, is building your new belief systems, because those are the skills that now you don't worry about your diet anymore. Now you don't worry about building. Once you built one business, you can build them all. That's why people that are self-made millionaires that lose their money, they can make it again. Why? They know how.
Yeah.
They have experience. They've done it. All the people paying for these courses to become millionaires or whatever, just because they can pay for these courses all they want. Until you do it, you don't know it.
Yeah.
You can knowledge, like your woman at GNC can have knowledge, but knowledge is not experience, which does not equal manifestation.
Yeah.
It's not real. Mm-hmm. It's not knowing.
Agreed.
That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. Those links are right below the show. David, how can somebody get their purpose?
So the easiest way to do it is, obviously, if you become a member of the community, it's one of the first things that we ask you to do because it's so important. If you are not a part of the community, go ahead and email me. We'll go ahead and get together. We'll figure something out for you. I'll be able to send you the link or do something directly for you. It is something important, and I think everybody going in the new year should have it. So email me, like I said, david@livingrightwithbillcourtwright.com, or it is in the show notes below.
As always, stay inspired.